Welcome back to Through the Word. Today, we'll be in 2 Chronicles chapter 33. I'm your host, Peyton Jones, and I'll be your guide on today's journey through the Word. Today, we get to learn about one of my other favorite kings, King Manasseh. Say it fast and it's funny, but if Hezekiah was a reformer who restored the worship of God, Manasseh, his son, was a pagan reformer who, right after Hezekiah died, restored the worship of idols and with a vengeance. Verse 1 tells us, Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. And he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord according to the abominations of the nations whom the Lord drove out before the people of Israel. For he rebuilt the high places that his father Hezekiah had broken down, and he erected altars to the Baals and made Asheroth and worshipped all the hosts of heaven and served them. Well, in reigning 55 years, he did a lot of damage. In verses 4 through 8, we have a long laundry list of sins, such as building pagan altars inside the temple, burning his own sons in sacrifice to pagan deities, using sorcerers, fortune tellers, and necromancers. But before the end of the chapter is done, we'll also have a testimony of somebody who transformed completely. Now, I've heard a lot of testimonies in my day. I've heard Satanists, sex traffickers, racists, and even mafia bosses share their testimony about how they came to Christ. But I've never heard anything like Manasseh's testimony.
So I was like the king of Judah, you know, and I was kind of encouraging the whole nation to worship pagan idols and deities and stuff until, like, the Assyrians carried me away to Babylon, and that's when I just kind of thought about what my dad used to say, like, you know, maybe call on God sometimes, you know?
Yes, that's what happens. Verse 10 tells us that the Assyrians came and dragged him away and captured him, bringing him to Babylon. Verse 10 says, the Lord spoke to Manasseh and to his people, but they didn't pay any attention. Therefore, the Lord brought upon them commanders of the army of the king of Assyria, who captured Manasseh with hooks and bound him with chains of bronze and brought him to Babylon. And when he was in distress, he entreated the favor of the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. He prayed to him, and God was moved by his entreaty and heard his plea and brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord was God. The hero of this story is God, not Manasseh. I mean, this is the grace of God on full display. Anyone who tells you that the Old Testament God was brutal, mean, vengeful, and barbaric hasn't read much of the Old Testament. They usually try to pit the Old against the New Testament, stating that the New Testament God is kind, gentle, and compassionate. No. They're the same God. People who say that have normally not read the New Testament that well either, because Jesus, make no mistake, had an edge to him, and he talked about judgment a lot. And the same covenant that was being commanded in the Old Testament was being fulfilled by Jesus in the New. God wasn't any more lax about sin in the New Testament. In fact, when you look at Jesus suffering on the cross, it tells you that that's a God who would willingly suffer for us the equivalent of hell itself, facing his own wrath for us, absorbing it in our place. Well, that lets you know this God means business and isn't relaxed about sin at all. He's serious about it, and he's serious about his love for us. Manasseh was also serious about sin. And when he became serious about his love for God, in verse 14 through 18, we get an even longer laundry list of things he does to reverse the damage of his pagan idolatry. He repairs the worship of God along with the walls in the city. He also throws the idols into the valley of Hinnom and burned them with fire, the same valley he had sacrificed his kids in. This eventually became a dump, the valley and the place we know as hell. When the idols were thrown there and burned, it became a place where people burned trash and feces. It was the place his pagan gods had demanded to sacrifice their sons, and Manasseh let those pagan deities know exactly what he thought about it. You couldn't contrast more clearly the difference between his old pagan gods and this God of Israel. Remember, the pagan gods wanted him to sacrifice his only children, whereas this God that he was worshiping now would, in fact, give his only begotten Son for us. Well, the passage ends rather anticlimactically. There's a paragraph about Amon, who returned to paganism after his father, but was assassinated by his servants. This goes to show you that, like Manasseh, it's not the faith of your parents that matter. Both Hezekiah and Manasseh had a real head-on collision with the God of the universe, and nothing can ever replace that in us. Your parents' faith just isn't enough to get you to God. It would be like trying to fly an airplane to the moon. Airplanes can get you so high and no further, but it won't ever get you to the moon. In the same way, you can only ride on the faith of your parents for so far, but it will never get you to God. It might get you closer to knowing Him, but it won't actually get you the faith you need to know Him. That's why you've got to exercise your own faith, your own trust in God. Like an astronaut, you've got to strap yourself into that bucket seat, get in the rocket, and hit the launch button. That's the only way you can get to the moon or God. Well, you can't get to God in a rocket ship, but, well, you know what I mean. Why are you being so difficult? If you want to know God, simply turn to Him today and say, God, my parents have shown me as much as they can who You are, but I want to know You. I want to really know You, and I want to know You for myself. I want to experience You like Hezekiah. I want to know You like Manasseh. I want a head-on collision with You, God. And I want You to show Yourself to me in the same way that You showed Yourself to these people. I mean, I don't want to get carried away to Assyria or Babylon or anything like that. And I definitely don't want life to bite me hard before I find out who You are. But God, I'm asking, will You start to reveal Yourself to me? Because I'm looking. I'm hunting for You, God. And You told me, if I seek You, You will be found by me. Well, friends, I want to encourage you, if you've never done that, you've never come to God in that way, you've never personally said, and cleared your throat and said, excuse me, God, I'd like some of Your attention, and made yourself available to Him, then you're in for quite the surprise. Your story will be just as powerful as Manasseh's, as God reveals Himself to you, because God always comes running when you pray a prayer like that. I want to thank you today for joining me on this journey through the Word. I've been your host, Peyton Jones, and we're almost to the end of 2 Chronicles. It's been an honor for me, and I hope it's been fun for you. We'll see you tomorrow on your journey through the Word.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.